The dining table was just a card table Robert found in the closet. There were no linens, no silver, and certainly no crystal to catch the light. Barbara and Tyler arrived carrying bags of takeout, their laughter filling the small hallway before they even reached the door. "It's a bit of a squeeze," Barbara said, kissing her father's cheek as she navigated the boxes. Tyler set the cartons down and looked at the man who used to run billion-dollar boardrooms. "Nice view of the Oaks, Robert. It's better than the smog we see downtown." They sat shoulder to shoulder, a closeness that would have been impossible at the estate. The 20-foot mahogany table was gone, and with it, the 20-foot gap between their hearts. "So," Robert said, poking at a plastic container. "Let's practice the rule. Who has a truth that won't fit in a mansion?" Barbara looked at Tyler, then back at her father.
"I am glad the money is gone, Dad. I really am."
The room went still, the only sound the hum of the fridge. "I don't have to wonder if people like me or if they just like my trust fund anymore." Robert reached out and took his daughter's hand.
"Me too, Barb. Me too."
Virginia watched them from across the table. She saw the grease under Tyler's fingernails and the fatigue in Robert's sunken, tired eyes. But she also saw the way they were leaning into each other now.